Hello, everyone. This is Kentrell Patterson from Mount Zion in Lansing, Illinois location. And today I want to talk to you about some interesting facts called hidden facts of the Bible, of which not a lot of people quite understand. But today we're going to be discussing the subject of the 144,000. Now, the 144,000 are individuals, according to the Bible, who stand perfect before the throne of God. Now, the understanding of what Christianity has spoken about concerning the 144,000, that they're going to be the only ones who are going to be saved. Now, the Bible does say that they are going to be the only ones who are going to be called saviors. But first, I want to get into a few scriptures that describe who the 144,000 are. So the first question is, who are the 144,000? If we look up scripture, Revelation chapter 7, verses 4 to verse 8, the Bible says that there are 12,000 sealed out of every tribe of Israel. And according to the word of God, there are 12 tribes of Israel. Now the Bible says that there are 12,000 sealed out of every tribe of Israel. So if you do 12,000 times 12, you come up to the number of 144,000. So we see numerically that the Bible describes of how many individuals who's going to be sealed from out of the 12 tribes of Israel. But the Bible also says something very interesting in Revelation chapter 14 and starting at verse 1. It says, "And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood upon Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads." And the Bible says, and it makes this very plainly, it says that they stood upon Mount Zion. According to the word of God, according to Daniel chapter 12 and Obadiah chapter 1, that Mount Zion is the mountain of deliverance. That's where all nations, kindred, tongue, and people will go to be delivered upon Mount Zion. So we look at Revelation chapter 14. It says that the Lamb stood upon Mount Zion, and with him was 144,000, having his father's name written in their forehead. So it's a type of sealing that the 144,000 receives. And not only do they receive this sealing, the Bible says that Christ's Father, the Almighty, the Ancient of Days, his name is written in their foreheads, meaning that they belong to the family of God. So we know that these individuals have been salvaged, have been redeemed from the earth. Okay? And in Revelation chapter 14, and if we go ahead and pick it up at verse 4 and 5, it says, "These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whatsoever he goeth. These are they who were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb." So let's look at this scripture closely. Okay, verse 4 says, "These are they which are not defiled with women." So if any one of you know how the Bible uses symbolism to describe another thing, one thing that the Bible does say in Jeremiah chapter, I believe it's chapter 2, it says that I have likened Zion unto a comely and delicate woman. So the Bible symbolizes or likens the church unto a woman. And it says that these are they which are not defiled with women. So they profess a pure religion or pure faith, that they only believe in one religion. Hence, the sentence that comes afterward, it says, "For they are virgins." It means that they are not defiled with the doctrines of every other religion. Because if you look at the situation, there are a lot of religions out there that teach a lot of different things. But yet you have pastors who have the doctor's degree in all of these different beliefs in different religions in the world. But yet they all have their doctorates in theology. And so you look at that and examine that situation and say something is wrong with this picture. How is it that a Catholic a Methodist, a Baptist, a Presbyterian, and so on and so on. Religion have their doctrines and theology, and there's so many different religions. Now, there can only be one religion that can preach the truth in regards to the Word of God and line up Scripture with Scripture. So, Revelation chapter 14, verse 4, it says that they're not defiled with women, for they are virgins. Then it says, it goes on to say, these are they which follow the Lamb whatsoever he goeth. So these individuals not only profess a pure faith and not defiled with all of the doctrines of these different religions, they follow Christ wherever he goes. Because the Bible says that Christ is the Lamb of God, slain from the foundations of the world. And then it goes on to say, these were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. So they were redeemed, meaning that they were salvaged. They were salvaged from amongst mankind. That these were elite individuals who followed the Word of God, hence Christ, wherever he went. Anything that the Holy Spirit had impressed upon them to learn in regards to the Word of God, in regards to the getting themselves right, they nailed it every step of the way. So, going into the next scripture, Obadiah chapter 1, verse 21, it says that upon Mount Zion with the Lamb were the 144,000. Obadiah 1:21 points out that these individuals, not only were they with the Lamb of God, but they were also called saviors. Now, savior is it's a pretty big term. And if you look at it for what it is, it means that they have likened unto the saving abilities or the gospel, the teaching, the preaching. They're likened unto Christ himself, him being a savior. And you think about it says savior stood upon Mount Zion, and they judged the Mount of Esau. The Mount of Esau being those who kind of know the truth, but they aren't following the Word of God to what it says. And that's where you have all of these different religions out here that profess to preach Christ, but they're not following the Word of God to the letter. And some of you may think, that's too much. It doesn't take all of that. And you think about it. If you are a Christian and you profess to believe in the Word of God, you profess to preach and to advocate the Word of God. The Bible says, and quoting Christ, when he was up on the Mount of Transfiguration, he says, thou shalt not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. And the words out of the mouth of God are indicated and are printed in the Word of God. And that is the very thing that we go by. So, just a short snippet of what the 144,000 is. We will be back to preach part two concerning what the 144,000 is. And thank you. God bless from Lansing, Illinois.